broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I was told if I, you know, if I went on the attack, they would cancel the show.
Approach. So
I made some comments on Twitter that were intended to be satirical.
I sought appropriate medical help at the time.
She's going to hell, this bitch.
When you're really ready to play Grand Nevada.
Yeah! World famous Phil Hendry show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. This is the original and the only right-wing radio. Should President Obama join the protesters in Wisconsin? Joining us this hour to discuss it is Robert Green, a member of the Conservative Business Initiative in Southern California. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods, 877-876-7445. PhilHendryShow.com is the home, the online home of the Phil Hendry Show. While you're visiting and getting your backstage pass so you can watch our live video cast every night of the show, visit our shop, and we call it our shop. We don't call it our merchandise store. It's just our little shop. And you can pick up shot glasses, best of CDs, as well as, of course, our backstage pass where you're accessing our video cast, our very, very large archive, thousands of hours of archive radio shows, podcasts, and much, much more. Visit us at philhendryshow.com. We'd love to have you there. We got a bunch of BSPs, good people, all of them. And as a matter of fact, there's an informal little chat room that we've set up. Actually, the BSPs are in there with other people, but and that, you know, can probably, the smell alone, you wouldn't want to have rub. I'm kidding around. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Liberals call on Obama to fulfill a campaign promise, walk with Wisconsin's union protesters. This was something that they claim President Obama, this was a, if you will, a promise that he made to march with protesters, people in unions who felt that they were being kept from organizing and or at least from coming together and protesting various things. And we have on the line Robert Green from Fraser Foods, and we're going to also hear a couple of clips of audio. Press Secretary Jay Carney, as you know, who took over for the departed Robert Gibbs. Here is Jay Carney, press secretary for the White House, asked by CBS News' Chip Reed if the president will fulfill his campaign promise to walk with American workers.
I think that the president has different means of speaking out on issues and being heard. Clearly, he did. He made his viewpoints known on the situation in Wisconsin, the need for people to come together. He takes very seriously the fiscal situation that the states find themselves in, some of the states, and understands it because he understands it at the federal level. But he encourages the parties involved to come together and sacrifice together and reach a solution that serves the interests of all the people of the states, just like he's trying to do for the broader nation.
House Progressive Caucus co-chair Keith Ellison says that he wants to hear more from the president on this issue.
He's made some statements. He should get credit for that. We'd like to hear him make some more statements. I think that President Obama should come to Wisconsin and stand with the workers. And I tell you, you know, the fact is that it's working people who are going to be pounding sign for him in a couple of years. It's working people whose policies that we elected him to pursue. And so I think that it's only sensible that he would stand on the side of labor at this time. But again, I want to be fair to the president. He has made statements, but his more statements would be very welcome.
So there's just a couple of comments. Robert Green with us from Buena Park, California. He is with the Conservative Businessmen's Initiative. And my understanding is you don't think the president should go. And this, I really probably is a fight, Bob, between liberals, a family squabble among the liberals who want the president to go. Some of them don't want the president to go. Some of them are saying he broke his promise. Some, I don't know if they've said that. What do you think?
Well, my feeling, Phil, is that as a businessman, I've thrown my lot in with the Republican Party. As a businessman, I feel the conservative movement is the healthiest and the best movement for business people. I don't think you're going to find too many business people that are not conservatives and are not Republicans. So when you say that this is a family fight, you're absolutely right. It is a family fight. I'm still at work. Here on the West Coast, it's 10 minutes after 11, and I'm looking at our stock room where I still have people out. I'm looking at Teamsters who are union people who are still delivering. I'm looking at our maintenance crew that is cleaning one of our stores here. We're working all the time. Now, President Obama, he's the president, but he's a liberal and he's a Democrat. So what would be my interest in President Obama, whether he goes to Madison, Wisconsin or not? The only interest that I would have as a Republican in whether President Obama goes to Madison, Wisconsin or not, is strictly as a security issue. I'm an American citizen as well as a conservative, and I think what you said last hour, Phil, was right on the money, and I don't think you should have to apologize at all. We don't make jokes about the safety of presidents, or whether that guy was joking or not. I would recommend against the president going to Madison, Wisconsin.
And well, why? Because you think he's at risk from union people?
No, not at all. I think he could be very well at risk with some of the conservatives that are showing up there. And this is tough for me to say because I am a conservative. But if you have ever been to a, and I'm not indicting the whole Tea Party, but I've been to Tea Party events. And if you look at the costuming and the mindset and some of the more extreme rhetoric, I think there is every reason to feel that it would be prudent for the president to stay in Washington.
Well, all right. So in other words, you believe that there is a security risk to the president if he goes to Madison?
I absolutely do, yes.
But you don't think it's from his own people. You think it's from conservatives?
Yes, I do.
Well, how many of them are? First of all, you know, if a president is targeted by a nut, it's generally a nut, a lone nut.
Well, and in years past, I would have thought that, Phil. In years past, I would have fought that argument. But we are into an entirely new kind of politicking. We are into a sort of an era of theatrical politics where we have individuals in costuming and makeup and almost what my daughter used to call, because she was in theater in college, which she used to call street theater. That's what we've got going on in the in American politics. And the Tea Party is a group that they make me nervous.
And all right, well, look, you're a conservative, and you are telling me that the Tea Party makes you nervous, and you are saying that that President Obama may be at risk from one or more Tea Party extremists. Now, how do we know? How would you say, and I happen to know that you're legitimate, but what would you say to somebody who's listening for the first time saying, this guy is a ringer, this guy is a liberal ringer who's been thrown into the mix to discredit conservatives?
I don't know what to say to that. It's not true. I value the Republican Party and I value the conservative movement so much that I don't want to see us discredited. And all it takes is one of these extreme individuals that the Tea Party, I don't know what the risk to the president is. I don't want to see anything happen to an American president because I don't want, because I'm an American and a patriot. But I especially don't want to see anything happen to an American president who goes down to a ground zero type of a situation on a political issue like the union issue in Wisconsin. And the next thing you know, someone comes out of the crowd in some outrageous costume. And we are going to regret for a very long time, and those liberals are going to regret for a very long time, that they demanded that the president come there and walk with them. And I think if you're a liberal, you think about it. But more so, if we are conservatives, I think we say to ourselves, no, we don't want Obama there either, because if anything happens to him, they're going to blame us, especially if it is one of our own, coming out of the crowd, some outlandish, outrageous kind of costume. It's the ridiculous look of the individual, the ridiculous look of an individual in all of these colors and all of this, I don't know what they'd be wearing, feathers or whatever they wear, and in the middle of all of this ridiculous-looking costume, a gun. And I can tell you, I don't want that to be, I don't want to see that happen. I sure don't want to see it hung on the conservative movement or the Tea Party.
What is the likelihood of that happening? I mean, we've got a Secret Service that is as devoted and is as dedicated and is as good as any, And certainly even more so because this Secret Service knows they have a first, a historic first, a black president. So you know that those guys from day one have been working overtime. What's the likelihood of that happening? And let me ask you something else. A president not going someplace for fear for his own safety. We just got done talking to, not too long ago, Randall Terry. We said that's a hell of a thing, man, where a president has to watch where he goes in his own country. In his own country.
I understand.
Because there's some threat of violence.
I understand it. And I wish I could tell you that these are normal times, Phil, but they're not normal times. I agree. I don't think a president should ever fear going anywhere in his own country. And this is America. And if a president should feel safe, it should be within the borders of his own country. But we're living in unusual times. If you think about it, we are living in times where we have an entire segment of a political party that treats things as if it's dress-up. In other words, I know that they're very serious.
You talk about the Tea Party and the way that they dress. You're hanging an awful lot on that, and I think you're questioning sanity based on that. And isn't there something a little bit better you can give us to sit here and say, I fear for the president's safety if he goes to Madison, not from liberals, but from conservatives in outrageous costumes?
I'm saying, Phil, if you listen to me, we are living in unusual times where a very committed and devoted segment of a political party, in this case the Tea Party, led by a reputable U.S. Congresswoman in Michelle Bachmann, they gather and discuss their policies and discuss the things that they want done for this country, dressed in outrageous-looking costuming of every kind, and as well as face paint and so on and so forth. And it's a sort of a mad era we find ourselves in. And if President Obama is shaking hands and someone in some kind of a wild and mad multicolored costume, dressed like Big Bird or something, comes running up in this Muppet outfit with a gun, I never in my wildest dreams would ever have thought it possible. And yet that's the times we are living in. And that's why I'm saying to the president's people, no, don't. Don't come to Madison until this thing is cooled down a little bit.
Is he breaking a promise to his constituents if he doesn't?
As a conservative, I could care less. I could care less whether he breaks a promise. It's meaningless to me. It's meaningless to me whether he's breaking a promise or not. I don't know what he said, and I don't, personally, I don't care. That's something the liberals can fight over.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL as we talk here with Robert Green of the Conservative Businessman's Initiative that President Obama should not go to Wisconsin because, frankly, there are a lot of conservatives, especially extreme conservatives, in his mind, the costume Tea Party, where his safety might be compromised. Now, it's a very interesting comment that he's making there because I think it's an extremely outrageous comment. There are probably more liberals in Madison right now that the president might have something to fear from because they've said, don't break your promise to us. But on top of everything else, to be frightened of a political movement, look, you got bigger problems, Bob. One of them is people are going to think you're a ringer for liberals because you're talking about the Tea Party doing something to President Obama in an outrageous costume. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Is President Obama at risk, personal risk, from conservatives if he goes to Madison, Wisconsin? The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back to the program. On our show tonight, we have Robert Greene. I haven't heard from Bob in a while, and we've got him on. We're very happy, too. He's with the Conservative Business Initiative from Orange County, California, a group of conservative businessmen who are right now fighting the immigration fight here in the state of California, but also taking a look at what's happening in Wisconsin. Now, the president, and you wrote on your group's blog, Bob, that the president should not go to Madison. The president has, according to many in the Democratic Party, made a promise that they're now sort of holding against him, and you are saying don't go because he could very well be at risk.
I am saying that, yeah. And Phil, it's a very highly charged political climate.
But you're not saying at risk from liberals. You're saying at risk from conservatives. How many are there?
There are enough. Phil, I am a conservative. And I can tell you that there are an awful lot of conservatives out there that have anger issues having to do with a lot of things that are going on right now. I'm not saying these are anger issues that would be of a dire threat, but I get angry when I see a picture of Teddy Kennedy. God rest his soul, but I still do. I get very angry when I see a picture of Teddy Kennedy. I get angry when I see the homeless. I get angry when I see the unemployed. And I get angry when I see immigrants. I get angry for all the reasons Americans get angry. Why are they sitting on the cement on a sidewalk? Why are they in my country? These things anger me. And President Obama could be at risk not so much of a dire physical threat as someone humiliating him, spitting on him, slapping him in the face, throwing feces on him.
Throwing feces on him?
Well, it was something that, God forgive me, but Teddy Kennedy came into our store and then was out doing a meet and greet. And it's something that I guess I could talk to you a little bit about a little bit later on if you want me to bring it up on the air.
All right, well, let me get a phone call going first here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Should President Obama go to Madison, Wisconsin, is he at risk in such a highly charged political environment, at risk of some sort of a physical assault? Here is Aaron in Fargo, North Carolina, Fargo, North Dakota. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I appreciate you taking
Hello.
My call.
I've been listening
here, and I just can't even believe the things that I'm hearing. I think that the Tea Party movement, the conservative movement in this country, when I see them, I see my grandparents. I see my great aunts and uncles. I see members of my extended family, where I was raised in West Virginia as a boy, and I see these people who are passionate, yes, who are outspoken, yes.
You were raised in West Virginia. Whereabouts is West Virginia from?
I grew up in Randolph County in Elkins, West Virginia, which was just recently in the news for not a very good reason. But the fact of the matter is,
I heard that was terrible, and we mourn the loss of that young U.S. Marshal, Phil.
What happened?
Absolutely.
Well, it was
absolutely.
There were a group of police officers that were attacked. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. They were U.S. Marshals that were attacked. But my point is this, is that what I think Phil said it best. We see liberal extremism much more than we see conservative extremism. And to fear some kind of reciprocal action or outrageous action from a Tea Party or a conservative individual is, it makes me laugh. I literally was laughing. That's why I called, because it's the liberals. They're bussed in from out of state. They're not even citizens of the state, and they're in the rotunda, and they're being ridiculously passionate and outrageous and outspoken about this. And what we have are simple fundamentals of math. Third grade math book explains to us what needs to happen in this state. And to say that the president would be in some kind of danger from anybody in the conservative movement, regardless of the top hat or the Uncle Sam outfit or the sign they're holding, makes me laugh out loud, sir.
Well, sir, I would tell you that there are individuals in the Tea Party, and I haven't seen this on the liberal side, and maybe you can educate me, that get into the most out ridiculous costume for a day at the Capitol, dressed like a bird, dressed like, Marie Antoinette. That, to me, looks, well, you've seen it, haven't you?
I think it's funny. We have freedom in this country. We have freedom of expression in this country.
Absolutely. But there's also a point where mental health comes in.
Yes, but you can't judge that based on an outfit.
I don't know. I would hate to
disagree.
Are you angry? Can I ask you that? You're conservative. I'm a conservative. I'm angry. Are you angry? I'm angry.
Am I?
I'm, I'm angry to the point where if and God rest his soul, if Terry Kennedy came into my store tonight,
I think it's hilarious.
Are you kidding?
I think you're one of those people that has the problem. Because here's what conservatives, here's the Tea Party. The Tea Party values the Constitution. The Tea Party values the ability to express themselves, their freedom of speech, their freedom of expression. And that is what they are showing. That is what they are taking to the nines with whatever outfit they're wearing or whatever sign they're showing. And they, because of that value of the Constitution, that value of their freedom, it doesn't go further than that.
And famous last words, sir, because if President Obama goes there and someone dressed as Martha Washington decides to smear him with her own, you know what?
All right, hold on. Phil Hendry Show will be back at 877-876-PHIL.
Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and of course, we're talking with Robert Greene from the Conservative Business Initiative about the conversation, the debate, the discussion concerning President Obama, whether he goes to Madison, Wisconsin or not. Bob has said that the president should not go because he would be at risk from some kind of an incident with a conservative group. Now, you know, in Madison, Wisconsin, Bob, we got liberals everywhere. You just talked to that young man from North Dakota.
In North Dakota, I don't know how close he is, that young man that I spoke with, how close he is to the ground zero of anything, and I love North Dakota. I love it. It's beautiful. But Fargo, North Dakota is about a million miles away from anything that is even remotely relevant to keeping this country alive for another minute.
I don't think that's true at all. I mean, we're talking farm and ranch land. We're talking a lot of important people come from the Dakotas, not to mention a lot of important people in the broadcasting business. But I'm going to, you know, I'll table that for another time. But the fact is, you can't dismiss people like that.
Well, I'm not dismissing, but what I'm saying, and I wish you would get this, and I wish your audience would understand, the Tea Party is a ticking bomb. The Tea Party is a ticking bomb. They get together and they dress outrageously and make a lot of statements about, I am a conservative, Phil. There's no question that I'm a conservative and I believe in the conservative principles and I want a conservative president. But I don't want the Tea Party, with their outrageous and ridiculous kind of Mardi Gras mask wearing, and the nature of this group, I don't want them getting out of hand, because when they do, God help us.
And what does that mean, God help us?
I'll tell you what it means. I was at a meeting the other day at CBI, and we were talking. I said, you guys remember the Students for a Democratic Society? You know that the Students for a Democratic Society eventually broke off and became the Weathermen, and that eventually became the Weather Underground. The Tea Party is on the same trajectory. The Tea Party can and will, I believe, eventually there'll be internal strife, because there'll be individuals who want to push more toward a violent upheaval. And
you are a conservative, and you're more concerned with the Tea Party and a conservative violent upheaval.
Well, let me finish this point, because I believe that this will become a violent wing of the Tea Party, much like the Weather Underground did. And I think it'll happen absolutely, definitely, if a Republican is not elected president in 2012. I think it'll most likely happen before that. And I think they could very well kick it off with some event in Madison. I'm not saying there would be anything that would happen to the president any more than a humiliation. And that's why I mentioned what we had talked about with Teddy Kennedy, where you smear, you know what I'm talking about.
And I think that was about as mentally diseased as anything I've ever heard of, where you smearing feces on someone.
Well, that was what, you call that mentally disturbed? At least I'm not out trying to undermine the very principles that this country was built on, like liberals.
And no, you're out telling people about how to humiliate public officials by smearing feces on them, slapping them in the face, throwing eggs at them.
Mr. Henry, I'm not advocating that at all. I'm saying this is what the Tea Party will do.
Is the Tea Party, are you telling me the Tea Party is a stunt-prone organization?
I'm telling you the Tea Party stands at the precipice of continuing on with this asinine Mardi Gras costume party that they've got, or stepping over the line into an area of, yes, public display of humiliation. That is the throwing of eggs, the throwing of dog dew. The water balloons, these kinds of things, cherry bombs. Where what you're doing is...
Well, it sounds like a child's prank.
No. What they want to do is humiliate Obama. They want to humiliate Obama, so they want to lob water balloons at not even at Obama. They want to throw water balloons at the Secret Service. They want to lob what we used to call dog rockets.
What are those?
Well, a dog rocket is a bag full that you is full of dog dew, or whatever you want to call it, that you light on fire and then catapult. Okay?
All of this sounds like a child's game.
It is, believe me, it is deathly serious. Deathly serious. And it's all to humiliate President Obama. Who's going to do this? The Tea Party. And I have talked to people at length.
I don't mean to interrupt you, Bob.
Hold on. I talk to people at length, and I tell them I think this is going to happen sooner rather than later, whether it's water balloons, dog rockets, or whatever you want to call it.
All right. You know what I think? I think you are a ringer. I think that that other caller picked up. I think you are a ringer. I think you're a liberal ringer.
No.
Yes, I think you're a ringer for the Democratic Party trying to make the Tea Party look like a bunch of mentally unstable.
I don't have to do anything to make them look mentally unstable. Mr. Henry, if you want to see my voting record and my membership in the Conservative Businessman's Initiative, by all means, please visit me in my office tomorrow. And you can see my voting record in a number of issues that we've had. You can come with me to our state convention. All right, I'm not a ringer.
You sound to me like a ringer talking about throwing water balloons and flaming bags of dog dew. This is like something out of Halloween. And I think you are on my show to discredit conservatives. I think you're on my show to discredit Americans who I believe personally have at heart the very best for this country and have at heart the principles that make this country the strongest. I'm not even going to say founded on. I'm going to say that we have learned this is what makes our country the strongest when we adhere to a conservative principle.
I agree with you.
Well, if you agree with me, man, you would be doing something to prop up the conservative cause. You wouldn't be on here talking about how the Tea Party is going to devolve into a splinter. There's going to be a splinter group not unlike the Weather Underground. Except they're not going to use explosives. They're not going to hurt anybody. Their whole thing's going to be humiliation. Why are you saying that? Why wouldn't you say that they want to hurt somebody? Unless you're a ringer and you don't want to say anything illegal.
Oh boy, Mr. Henry, if you're done with your speech.
Yeah, I'm done with my speech. I don't think you want to say anything that's going to get you in any kind of real serious trouble.
I will say everything and anything I need to alert our country to two things. The conservative movement is the best movement. That's number one. Number two, there's going to be a splinter group from the Tea Party that will attempt to humiliate President Obama, but they won't do anything violent. And
why not?
I don't think they've got the guts. I don't think they have the guts. I don't think they have the brains.
But they have the brains for lobbing water balloons and dog rockets. Is that what you called it?
You said a what? A dog rocket?
That's what you called a bag.
Yes, that's right. That's exactly right. They've got dog rocket guts, but they don't have any real guts when it comes to, and I can tell you.
I think you're a liberal ringer. I think you're full of crap. I think that you are here to discredit and to make the conservative movement look bad, and I don't buy it, and I'd like you to admit to it.
The other thing I wanted to mention, Phil, you know, I'm listening to you, but the other thing I want to mention to you is the, and again, you're going to say that this is my problem. It's not my problem. But smoke bombs, anything that can humiliate a president but not hurt him.
Firecrackers, cherry bombs, smoke bombs?
Yes. And I suppose you think that that is all childish.
Yeah, pretty childish. Water balloons?
I said last week that there would be, if Obama went to Madison, there'd be a water balloon assault on his Secret Service detail, yes.
Still think that?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. In fact, I'll put money on it.
Okay, I'll bet you that there isn't. How much?
Are you kidding? You really want to bet me?
Yeah, I want to bet you. How much?
Gentleman's bet, a couple $100.
All right, $200. I bet you that if Obama goes to Madison, no one hits his Secret Service detail with a water balloon barrage.
I think what's unfortunate here, Phil, we had the opportunity to educate people tonight, and instead, you've called into question my maturity, my sanity.
I have to call into question your maturity and sanity when you talk about water balloons and flaming bags of dog crap, which you have a name for. You call them dog rockets. I've never heard of that.
You laugh. You go ahead and laugh. But if a dog rocket hits a Secret Service man, and you're talking about, geez, I don't even want to. It's dog do that's on.
Let's take a break here. I think the guy's a ringer. I think I've popped him. I think I've exposed him. I don't think there's any question. This guy's not a conservative. He's a jackass liberal talking about the Tea Party with a catapult somewhere back in the crowd firing dog rockets, you know.
What's that?
Never mind. We'll be back at a world-famous Phil Henry show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
So last segment here with Robert Greene from the Conservative Business Initiative. I told you I think that you're a liberal ringer, and I don't believe you're a conservative. I don't think anybody's a conservative. But come on here and completely discredit the Tea Party movement as psycho, as people that are children performing children stunts.
You don't think that I am a conservative, Mr. Henry. I can prove to you that I am. And I'm going to say something that I really believe, and that is that Barack Obama's a liar.
And oh, that's no big charge. I mean, that's no big charge. I mean, you can say that as a ringer. You could say that as a pretending to be conservative.
I am telling you he is a liar, and I'll prove why I think he's a liar.
Go ahead.
On the campaign trail in 2007, Mr. Obama had this to say, as quoted by Slate magazine. If American workers are being denied their right to organize, when I'm in the White House, I will put on a comfortable pair of shoes and I will walk on that picket line with you as President of the United States. He's a liar. He said that he would walk with them. And
that's not a lie. That what he's talking about there is a worker's right to organize.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. He said that.
No, you got to listen to me. He didn't talk. He wasn't talking there about going and getting in the middle of a dispute with an already organized union over some beef having to do with this, that, or something else. He was talking about the basic right of a worker to organize into a union. If those state workers in Madison were not unionized and were fighting to be unionized, Obama should then be held to that promise. But that's not what's going on.
No, I don't accept that. He's a liar. And let me tell you something else. Do you think, as a conservative, if you call me a ringer, do you think I want to see Sarah Palin go to Madison? Sarah Palin or Michelle Bachmann, and it is found out that one of those two women was on the other end of something like a water balloon or a dog rocket? Do you think, as a conservative, I want that news coming out?
Do you think those two women would be involved in something like that if you were a real conservative? No, I don't. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Joy in Palm Springs. Go ahead, Joy.
I am a real conservative. This fellow with the so-called Conservative Businessman's Initiative.
No, not so-called.
Well, I follow a lot of stuff, and it sounds pretty phony baloney to me. I know what's going on and who the different
what?
Associations are. So I don't
County,
I don't even think he's a bona fide
Orange
person.
County. It's in Orange County, California. I don't know. It's in Orange County, California. You live in Palm Springs?
Yes.
How would you know?
What?
Well, how would you know? How would you know what's going on in Orange County?
You were in Southern California in Orange County, I think. It was identified.
That's right.
I don't know everything that goes on there, and it's a well-known place for conservatives in Orange County. But the things you're talking about, I've never heard, let's put it this way, rational conservatives, Tea Party people behave or talk like this. It's so out of... It's insane. It's really silly. It doesn't make any sense.
I completely agree. I'm not talking about rational people. I'm talking about the rational edge of the Tea Party movement.
The Tea Party movement, and I know a lot of Tea Partiers, and you can try and make up all the stuff you want. The true Tea Party people don't behave like that, and you know
it. Let me ask you a question. I don't know that. Let me ask you this. What do you think?
What
do you think of a man? I'm going to tell you.
Prove it, and they haven't been able to.
I've seen these people. They water balloons and dog do in a bag.
And you think the Tea Party have done anything?
Yes,
don't you think the liberal media would be all over them if even one iota of what you said was true? You must be talking through your hat.
They have been.
No, they have not been. You are the only guy that I've heard this from.
Let me ask you and the lady the question. Ma'am, the Tea Party movement, what do you think of a man dressed as Martha Washington? What do you think of that? Do you think that's funny?
That's a RuPaul routine, and that's not what the Tea Party do.
Tea Party people dress up, perhaps, in
18th century gear, like the drummer in the famous... iconic image from the Revolution.
The drummer in the what?
Maybe they put on an Uncle Sam hat at the Republican convention.
The drummer and Uncle Sam, what is that?
Uncle Sam hat.
You
know those tall things that people dress up like that at the Republican convention?
Oh, I thought you were talking about a band.
What? No, she's not talking about a band. She's talking about the three guys, the guy with the drum, the fife and drum.
Oh, okay.
The fife and drum, yes, and then the image, and then you see people with funny hats at the Republican convention. But Tea Party people don't dress in drag, first of all.
Ma'am, you can't say that. You can't say that. I've seen that.
This is why the liberal media has not reported on it.
Something doesn't make sense there. That would be a money shot for the liberal media.
A day doesn't go by that Media Matters hasn't done some scandalous thing in there that isn't true. What I'm trying to say to you and to every Tea Party member and every conservative is, why don't we begin to tone it down so that they don't turn around
I tone it down. I don't behave like that. And millions of others that do that.
You used to.
They're talking rationally, for heaven's sake.
But you used to do that, right? Didn't you used to do it?
Oh, silly boy. At my age, are you kidding? You're foolish.
Why did you say tone it down then?
What?
Why did you say tone it down then?
Well, wait a minute. They're not toning anything down.
What's the tone down? We're not yelling and getting nuts. We talk rationally, and we get excited sometimes and sing patriotic songs, but that's about as excited as we get.
Are you familiar with the Students for Democratic Society and how they've splintered off?
I know about the Weatherman Underground
and the students, and the Tea Party people don't even approach it, and you know it. Don't be fooled.
Then why is it when I received Tea Party literature, there was at the bottom of the page, in quotes, dog rocket?
Oh, come on, will ya?
Well,
dog rocket.
I think this is a setup, and I don't think
that's exactly what I think. I think you're a ringer. I don't think you're a real conservative. I think you're with some media. I think you're with Media Matters.
You know what, Phil? I would cut my own throat if I were with Media Matters, and I prove to you that I'm a conservative.
I call
Obama a liar.
I think the whole thing is set up.
I think you guys set up the whole thing.
He doesn't sound like anything. I'm a political junkie.
Where are you? Let me ask you a question. Where are you located, Bob?
I'm located. What do you mean, where am I located?
Where are you located?
I'm in Buena Park, California.
Well, I don't think you're a conservative. I think you're a guy. When you tell me that there are guys in the Tea Party dressed as Martha Washington, that's the tip-off for me. And then the other thing was this lobbing dog crap and water balloons.
They don't do it.
Okay. So you never heard of that?
I've heard of kids doing that. I've never heard of the Tea Party doing it. And the idea that someone would humiliate the president by walking up to him and rubbing dog crap on his suit, that's something that only an idiot would say.
They wouldn't get near the president.
Exactly.
The secret police would have him tackled before they even thought about it. I mean,
well, they're
really
called the Secret Service, not the Secret Police. So.
Secret.
Yeah, that's
Service.
Great. Joy,
maybe
thank you for your call.
Freudian.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. And here is David. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, hello. My name is David. I'm a retired firefighter. I've been a paramedic for 32 years. I broke my back. I had to retire. Didn't want to. I'm on my way to pick up my son. He's been over in Afghanistan for 11 months on the ground, meeting the enemy and doing what's necessary to keep them from leaving Afghanistan. I also have three other children that were Marines, and one's on the ground in Afghanistan now. Another one will be there in August. I've been involved with the Tea Parties since the inception, and it's more of a family event. I have never seen any of these alleged schemes. In fact, if you threw water balloons, because they take pictures, and they have police everywhere, but if you threw water balloons and used fecal matter or whatever, you would be in jail for felony crimes. But this is a family event. We bring our children there. We don't
think it's that big of a deal
to
do
these terrible things. We just,
I understand.
A man is not being truthful. It can't be done because they will be arrested. I know this. I'm also a SWAT medic with a police department. Now, I don't know where you're coming from. Let's go back to where you came from.
A SWAT medic? So you went out and interdicted when a guy threw a water balloon?
No, you're the guy that brought it up. Well, thank you very much, David, and congratulations. Great family. The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back with our news hour.
I got to bring a SWAT unit out because someone did a dog rocket.